I told you, no wire hangers ever!
Never, never ever, Scott. If you respect yourself, you respect your ropa, which is Spanish for clothes. No wire hangers. Johnny Scotch, Teddy Boy, we are the Red Scare. Should be the only Red Scare, but apparently we are not.
What?
Very curious about that, but we will address that at another time, as we are afraid of penalty of perjury. Moving right along, Scotch. How are you doing? How are you feeling? We have been on a little bit of a break because my pretty, pretty princess had a little bit of a tummy ache, didn't she?
Yes, she did. I had a little bit of a boo-boo inside my poo-poo. And now I am back full force, ready to attack the world and get back to doing what I know how to do best, and that's sweating every day.
Yeah, you are a big man. Not as big as you used to be. I imagine you'd be used to it by now, but you know what? Being uncomfortable is no laughing matter. It sucks. I understand it very well. But you were one of those big guys that I always kind of was jealous of. I was a fat kid myself, and I got picked on by fat kids being called fat by other fat people because I was one of the fats with a large cup size. It drove me nuts that I was like, at least that fat fuck over there, who is probably 100 pounds heavier than my, excuse me, heavier than me, heavier than I don't know what's proper there. They would look at me like, hey, fat boy. And I thought, you fucking motherfucker. You football playing big fucking linebacker motherfucker. You're not even a linebacker. You're a fucking right tackle. You're a fucking center. I should be a fullback or a halfback or half ass. I don't know.
You were a fullback. It was just full of fat back.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You have, I had no ass, but a whole lot of tit. Real bummer. So I was kind of envious of big guys like you that had like a shapely chest that didn't hang over your, fanny pack or your gondaria or whatever the fuck it is.
I believe it's referred to as the fupa. The fupa.
Are we? I only recently heard that term being used. I thought it was only a lady reference.
No, you got to get that trim back. That's the fat upper piece, the fat upper penis area. That is, I believe, it's referred to scientifically.
The little pouch, the little fanny pack.
You like if you were a kangaroo, that's where the kid would hang out.
Aw, little Joey.
Little Joey. Little Joey.
Do you find that since you're definitely you look good or you well? You look better than you did. Do you find that with the reduction of this area, which, what's it called again?
The fupa.
With the reduction of the fupa, you have seen an increase in penis size?
There's definitely more area exposed, if that makes sense. You no longer have this kind of a toadstool hanging out in a red nest. There's a little bit more. It's like more like Groundhog Day. You know, just coming out, smiling, seeing the world. You definitely share the area between shower and grower instead of just straight, you know, I'm a grower, you know?
Yeah. You're not completely burrowed in like a rodent.
Yeah.
Where you
right.
Come out, stick your head out, kind of like a meerkat. You kind of like get up there, see what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Scan the prairie.
Excited to see the world. You know what I mean?
You're not a naked mole rat. You're a meerkat.
I'm a meerkat. Just standing up there, smiling at the world. This is it's good stuff. I mean, hey, but everybody should get healthy. I'm not talking about becoming vegan or any of that stupid shit. I'm just saying, you know, lose the tits. That's going to hurt your back in the long run anyway.
Oh, boy.
Ain't that right, fatty? Little fat Fatterson.
The thing is, I will, you know what? I don't know if it's the same way for you or other people, but the way I felt when I was an adolescent, my fears, my insecurities, that doesn't leave. I think I'm always going to be the person I was at 13. The difference is how I choose to react to people, but I think just as feeling myself as a person, it'll never change. So I still see myself as a fat fuck.
Well, now the difference is that when someone tells you to do the truffle shuffle, you're able to just punch them square in the mouth.
I was able to do that 20 years ago. And I did, actually. That's another difference. I don't do that anymore. I don't punch people in the face for very, minor aggressions.
It's too easy to be thrown up on fucking TikTok or some shit. Back in our day, you could just punch a motherfucker and nobody knew. Now you punch somebody and three convenience stores have you on video. Two people got you on World Star, and then you're TikTok fucking famous.
I don't care about being famous. I care about being prosecuted. It's not
that's what
happen.
I'm saying. All that video evidence, you're going down. You're catching a case, as they say.
Yeah. I got a case. The fuck? What the fuck is going on? Because speaking of fat fucks, let me get into it like this. When we were kids, Mr. Scotch, we had to rely on physical outlets to kind of quell our adolescent desires, as it were. It's a nice way to put it. We had things like Playboy, if you could get your hands on it. There was always some little sleaze fuck that you were in a homeroom with that had a hustler, and he said, "Yo, man, check this out." And I was like, "You know,
stole it from his uncle."
Yeah, just put it away. I don't want to see your spread eagle. I'm no gynecologist. I'm not ready to give that exam.
That's a college mag. That's a college age education.
Yeah, that's a how to on how to get your PhD. Thank you, no. But a little Playboy. What was a real big deal for us, though, which was even more accessible, especially being under the age of 18, was
scrambled cable news show or cable shows, scrambled cable.
Well, you know, you get
trying to get that pause
between. Yeah. You get a glimpse of a tit between like that green wiry shit that went on the TV that you couldn't access. Yeah. There was for a time, I don't know about the rest of the country, but in Los Angeles, on our public access, we had Wednesday night, 12 o'clock. If you could sneak to get to a TV on, there was Colin's Sleazy Friends on public access. That was the greatest thing ever, because it was Colin, this disgusting long-haired metal freak, and his friend Dino. And they would just bring on porn stars every week. And at the end of the week, the girl would get naked and it was time to, get ready. Cause it's time. That was the greatest thing ever. So that was Wednesdays at midnight. But
is that this right here? What you see? I know you can't see it on the show, but I just pulled it up and it looks.
Yeah. Colin Sleazy Friends. It's you could see Colin. He's a long haired, disgusting toadstool. And I don't want to cast dispersions. He was fucking awesome. They were funny as shit.
What great music is on that show? Wow.
Yeah, they were all about rock and metal and girls. It was completely 80s. It was, you know, just like unapologetic sleaziness. It was called Colin Sleazy Friends. It was the best. So that was another source of material for a young adolescent man. But the, I mean, but the highlight of the year was always seeing who was going to be on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, right? Oh, Scotch,
oh,
remember that?
Yeah,
we had a.
You would sign up for the. You would sign up for Sports Illustrated. Didn't give a shit about the other months, but you would get that one episode. That one.
That was that the payoff.
That one month. That was the payoff. Yeah, you paid that money. You got that shit, and then
you got Kathy Ireland. You got Naomi Campbell. You would have, I think, Christie Brinkley at one point.
I was gonna say, I think Christie Brinkley wasn't even Pamela Anderson on there.
I believe. I don't know if Pam was on there, but you know, it was a big thing. What I want you to bring up though is the current Sports Illustrated issue.
No,
of the swimsuit issue. Can you bring that up, Scotch?
Yeah.
I want you to see what's going on here. This fucking clunker. Unbelievable.
this
has turned into a goddamn joke.
Is it though? I mean, come on. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this tag.
Okay. I could understand if this was regional. And you only put this out in Polynesia or Samoa, wherever the fuck Amazonian girls. It's not in the Amazon because Brazilian chicks are usually pretty hot or have dicks. But I'd rather a hot Brazilian with a dick than what I'm seeing right here, because this is a goddamn travesty of a swimsuit issue. What's this really? Person's
this
name?
Yumi Nu?
Yumi Nu. Yeah, if you only knew Yumi knew what the fuck I'm looking at right now, because this is a plumper. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm just a little chubby like that Ashley, whoever it is, that's an attractive plus size model. This is a fat chick. And her bikini, first of all,
look, it's not a
bikini. It's essentially a cutout one piece because she's covering her big fat stupid belly with the front of that of what's supposed to be the bottom half.
You're taking the you're looking way too much into the negatives here. I mean, that is a good swimsuit for a big girl because the simple fact that it's a classy one, because what happens is you get big girls, they know they're big, but you get the ones that don't know how to dress. This is a swimsuit. This is okay. This is good. It's when you get the big girls that put, you know, these swimsuits on right here, that, you know, it's just the two piece bikini and everything is everywhere. They have no self.
Little Tyra Banks. Nothing wrong with that.
Self.
Come on. Oh, Kate Upton. That's great.
This is great for
some average schmo to go to Santa Monica Pier 26 and just beach for a while. I get it. You don't want to show anything, but this is the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Look, Scotch,
you are not we're in a different right now. You are not.
I'm helping. What about masculinity? Can we help a little masculinity around here? This is not what dudes want to fantasize about. The fantasy is, let's go to Tyra Banks. Let's get a little Kate Upton. That's the fantasy.
He fucked up.
You know what? Maybe I'm being rude. Maybe I'm being a fucking
You are being an elitist Californian.
I'm not being an elitist Californian. I'm being a
You
dude.
Are because you're like, oh, this magazine is good for people outside of here. But no one wants to see that on our pristine beaches where only we have the highest class of models that walk around
here. I'm saying give that subscription to the big cultures like the Samoans or the Polynesians. Those are big people. Okay. This, I'd like to get a little Doja Cat on Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. That's what we need in this country or around the world. It doesn't matter. Look. First of all, I'm all good for people being comfortable with themselves. You should be comfortable with yourself. But this whole thing about body acceptance and I'm big and I'm beautiful. No, you're not. You're unhealthy.
Where were you on this one? Where were we on this one? The old lady that was on there.
I take it. I take that shriveled up old thing that's sagging all over. Look.
You're good with this. This is all right with you.
Oh, my God. I blow that chick. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Old. She's fit. She looks good. She kind of looks like a... Is that fucking Megan Rapinoe? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I just threw up a little.
I mean... This is
it Rapino or is it Rapinoe? Yeah, I mean, you say it like you're in.
I mean, her. I always pronounce it Megan fucking hell no, but you know what? That's just not my taste. But if I had to make this Sophie's choice of you know which bear trap I got to stick my hand in.
Wow.
I'm going the Rapinoe. But here's the thing. Nope. I don't want anybody to feel shame. It's shame is a terrible thing to live with. I know it. I understand.
You're shaming her. You're shaming her right now.
I'm not shaming her. What I'm doing is saying, look, you shouldn't be so proud of that. You're an unhealthy, fat person. You are overweight. It is not a good, not only is it not pleasant to look at from an outside perspective, but you're also in sending the message that eating whatever the fuck you want, not exercising, is an okay lifestyle. It's not.
What you are exhibiting is fat phobia.
It's not fat phobia, because I'm not scared of this bitch. It's
no,
fat
it is.
Missia.
It is.
It's fat missia because I hate her because she's
not
fat.
Not this according to. Not according to smart
it's like,
people.
It's like saying homophobia. Nobody's afraid. Well, I guess straight, uptight, right-wing dudes are afraid of gays. But it's more along the lines of misogyny than it is fat phobia. It is a hatred of fat chicks.
I don't know. According to Collins Dictionary... And we already saw that he had his show on TV, so we've already established his credentials. New word suggestion, fat phobic, the irrational fear of, aversion to, or discrimination against obesity or people with obesity.
You see, that's so not fat. See, if this is a smart person, you would understand what root words are. Phobia is a morbid fear, okay?
It's a fear,
there's
yes.
no fear. Fat people. It is a dislike, which is a missia. It is it's a fat missia if he wanted to get technical. So fuck this Collins guy. This
you need to take it up with him.
Fucking fruit. He's gotta be a fruit.
This is unfortunate because you know the fat phobia, and it is your fear of other people seeing.
Stop
this.
Saying fat phobia. It's not fat phobia.
It's fat phobia. Fat phobia.
It's hatred. It's hatred. I'm not afraid of it.
It's fat phobia.
I mean, don't touch me with it. You bring that little dumper over here.
Shut
please.
The fuck
keep it away.
Up. It's fat phobia.
It's you, not fat phobia.
It's your fear it's of. It's your fear of it's letting other
fear.
People see these.
It's
see
not
this
a fear.
Issue.
It's a dislike. I don't like it. I don't
Come
fear
on,
it.
Man.
It's a stupid thing to say. It's a stupid fucking thing to say.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so let's not acquiesce to the bullshit, Scotch. Oh, poor Johnny Depp. Yeah, let's get fantasy chicks back on fantasy issues and leave the fat chicks for marrying.
This is the real issue here. It's not who's on the cover of the magazine. That's not the issue here. The issue is that nobody gives a fuck because no one reads magazines anyway. The only time people read magazines is when they're waiting in the lobby at their doctor's because there's a whole bunch of them thrown across a table. No one's subscribing to a magazine. Like, who cares? Who cares? No one is reading a magazine. The fact that Sports Illustrated magazine is still around is baffling. You can watch Sports Center on your phone. You don't even need to read the magazine. It's interesting.
Well, but, I think.
And you know what? That's the end of that.
All right, I was going to make a point about the only reason I know anything about pop culture is looking at the cover of the magazines that are sitting on the floor of my bathroom, because my lady has Us, People, and all those, celebrity gossip, tabloid type of shit.
You just don't get in there on your phone and scroll while, like, every other fucking person in America does when they take a dump. That's when you check your TikToks. That's when you check your Facebook. No.
My baby's just an angel. She likes to go in there, take her time, flip through the pages, dog ear, little ideas that she has about whatever the fuck they see in those magazines. Well, I got to tell you, I'll flip through it now and again. I normally play trivia when I'm on the toilet. I like answering questions. Normally, I don't like answering questions, but when I'm taking a shit, I'll answer questions.
Gay!
That's fine. You could be the outlier and the oddity in America of watching or doing your trivia answers, but I'm telling you, everybody else is on TikTok's taking a shit. Just saying. It's just the way it is. I mean, you know,
I'm a unique man.
You're a unique unicorn.
I beat my own drum.
You're beating something
beat,
there.
Beat drums. What's going on with you, Scotch? What else you got?
I will tell you that there is some exciting news today. 100% exciting news. I don't know where you stand on this because you don't fucking eat normal food anymore, but the Mexican pizza is back at Taco Bell. It is back by popular demand.
Oh my God.
And you know what?
I'm not tuned into
it. Like six of them after this.
Yeah, right. So you know. Just to celebrate. I got to tell you, if I was eating meat and they had an option, I'd go get one for myself. Those used to be the greatest things ever, especially on a night of drinking. Just go hit the drive-through, get yourself a couple Mexican pizzas. Wash it down with a
Baja Blast.
I don't know what a Baja Blast is. It's blowing a dude in Mexico.
That's the Mountain Dew thing. Come on, buddy.
No, I don't drink any of that.
Everything
that was always reasonable. I ate like five pizzas and then washed it down with a Diet Coke. I was scared of the calories.
Wow. Idiot.
So Mexican pizza's back. Fat people rejoice all over the world. Oh, I guess we'll see that on the next swimsuit issue. Some dumper eating a Mexican pizza. Great.
You know, you are going straight to hell.
Why? I'm going straight to the bank. Going straight to the beach with a fucking physique that says,
you know, what physique?
I'm an in-shape dude.
You are 40 years old and your physique says, I gave up on enjoying food.
I enjoy food. That's the greatest thing. I just have to now make everything from scratch for myself to make sure that there's nothing disgusting in it. But I eat burgers. I eat bread. I eat pizzas.
When you say burgers, like a normal American's going to be like, all right, he eats burgers. Very good. All right. And then you're going to be like, well, I make it with soybean paste and tofu crumbles. And they're going to be like, what? Let's explain that this is not an actual beef burger, right? Like a burger.
Doesn't matter. Fat people aren't fat because they're concerned with what they're eating. They're concerned that what they're eating tastes good.
Yeah.
My bacon tastes good. Cuban pork tastes good. I had a Cubano the other day.
Stop calling it bacon. Oh
my God, it is delicious. It is so fucking good.
Sorry, you said hamburger wrong. Why not just say, you know, I enjoy a grass patty with cheese.
It's not a grass patty. It's just a fucking sandwich. It's a delicious sandwich.
Right, but you lose the right to say burger. It's not a burger.
What? No, it is a burger.
What does Webster say a burger is?
Oh, look at you. You're a fucking tool. You don't have to refer to Webster every time you have to
define something. I referred to Colin the first
ground, time. Whatever the fuck it is that tastes like a cheeseburger in between bread. And yes, I make my own low-carb bread. So I eat the fucking low-carb bread that tastes like bread. I eat the fucking burger that tastes like a burger. And you know what? I'm eating a fucking cheeseburger. That's all. My taste buds are morons. You know what they know? Oh my God, that's delicious. Oh my God, that's a rice patty. There's no difference. If it tastes good, you put it in your face.
You've really given up on life, haven't you, feckin' bam?
Hey, dipshit. I'm eating better than I ever had in my life as far as like flavor. Oh.
Wow.
It's like the worst drop ever. So disappointed.
You don't like
I don't know why you're proud of that one. What is that?
I like Owen Wilson, and I think it's funny. Wow, I think it's good. Oh,
that's what that is.
I guess it's good. Sorry, it identifies as a good drop. You know, like how your burger identifies as a hamburger.
That's oh, did you look is. That up on Webster? Let's see what a good drop is.
No. My mind can do this naturally. Look, just it's not my fault that you have taken this fucking strong stance against, you know, glutens. You've excluded them from your life.
I eat gluten.
Oh, you're still on the gluten. Everything. Okay, good.
Yeah, I make seitan. I make my own seitan beef. I make my own seitan cubano. The pork. I make my own pastrami. Getting
down on them fucking cauliflower chicken wings. Oh,
no! I make seitan chicken. Fucking delicious.
Don't be saying seitan. Look. This is the other thing that pisses me off about you fuckers. As you took something cool like Satan and just started fucking, let me just put this on this and then it's going to make my fucking fake meat sound cooler. I'm going to use fucking a metal term like Satan.
Yeah.
I fucking Satan burger.
Because it gets you fuckers so mad that are so opposed to change that brings the devil out of you.
I'm not opposed to change. I just fucking, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No. The point is, it is broke. There are fat fucks on the swimsuit issue. That is broken. That's a broken system.
It's America. You want to be fat? Stop eating meat.
Stop eating carbs.
Go be fat.
Slim down a little bit.
I support your fatness.
Then get your fat ass on the cover of the magazine.
Don't listen to this fat phobic guy. I apologize that he was booked on this fucking show to push his vegan fat phobic fucking theories. And
that sounds good.
Yeah, I guarantee you that's not from eating a real meat burger. That's from a fucking cigarette, which is natural, right?
You fuck. You fuck.
I don't give a shit. I just say, you know what? Look, you live your life, eat your satan. And eat your whatever shit that you want. Just don't use normal words like burger and bacon and things like that. That's it.
How about fat fuck? Can I use that?
You use whatever you want. See, me now being called fat doesn't even affect me the way it used to.
Well, you're not. You look good, and that's the thing.
I'm still fat. I am still fat.
Your adopted new lifestyle. You're still a disgusting tub of shit, but it's the varying degrees of the tub. It used to be a pool, then you slimmed down to a jacuzzi. Now you're just like a little bathtub of shit.
And you know what I did in my eating habits? Not change a goddamn thing. Matter of fact, last night I had a 44-ounce, 6-scoop chocolate shake, like real chocolate, fucking fresh made ice cream from Handel's.
44 ounces, huh?
44 ounces straight to the dome. Straight to the dome. And you know what? Don't give a fuck. I'm going to chase that with like 6 Mexican pizzas here as soon as this show ends in about 8 minutes. That's happening.
You know what I had yesterday? I had 2 hot dogs, a BLT, and a Chinese chicken salad.
Uh-oh, retard alert!
Because it wasn't real meat, right? What was the hot dog made out of?
I don't know that those the fake Dodger dogs that you get now, fucking delicious.
Right.
Oh my God, they're good. They're good. Tastes you good.
Know, if I was going to give up on any of the shit that I eat and I could eat one thing, it would not be anything vegan related or, you know, fucking plant-based. I'd be going straight sushi.
You give up sushi or you?
No, I would. That would be, if I was wealthy enough to choose what I ate every day, it would be sushi. I'd be doing raw sashimi. Hey, I'm killing two birds with one stone. I love the flavor. So we're good there. Number two, getting them fucking omega-6 fatty oils. Good for the lungs or good for the heart and blood. You know, you got to take care of yourself out there. Not by eating shit to psych your mind out because you want to be a psychological terrorist on yourself by saying, oh, this is a burger brain and it tastes like this. It's so good. And then you eat it and your body goes, look, your poop knows the difference. It's not a real meat burger. Your poop knows.
You ever hear the saying, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, if it looks like a burger and it tastes like a burger, you're eating a burger.
So then what I understand then, just to go off of this theory, is that if a transgender person wants you to call them a man and they were a woman at one time, that's where you're going, because
it walks like talk like,
okay.
And he smells like a woman.
But biologically, I'm
gonna stick it in like he's a woman.
That's fine. Hey, kudos to you. I'm just saying, biologically, he is still a woman, not a man anymore. You know, like you can't change the DNA.
We're talking about biology here versus like right. Perception.
A burger
we're talking
is
about
meat.
Perception.
Yeah, well, sure, but you can't call.
We're talking
it.
About
you still
perception.
Can't call it something
this
different.
This conversation is based on perception, Scotch. It's not based on fucking biology.
Whoa, fuck me in the ass
because
I love Jesus.
What else is going on?
Nothing. I think I'm going to go get one of them Beyond Burgers from fucking Burger King. All this talk. I don't give a shit. That's what a real fat person does. Doesn't
That's
give a
what
fuck.
I'm saying. What's, you just got to get a fucking burger in your face, however you get it. The first drive-thru that comes up while I'm driving down the street, putting something in my face. That's how you think when you're a fat fuck.
I will be the first to tell you that when Burger King came out with the Beyond Burger, it was, you know what? I'm going to go check this out. I want to check it out.
Carl's Jr.
The Impossible Burger, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Go and try it. And I'm like, dude, this is good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's not great.
Is it $6 good for a fucking one burger? Not at all. I'll take the fucking regular Whopper for $1.99 or $2.69.
Yeah.
Give me the shit patty with the cheese, and it's still cheaper than the amazing burger. Let's be honest. Most fat people are fat because the food they eat is more affordable than the healthy food. And the time to make it.
Or the time to get it. Drive-thru is easy.
It is more
expensive to buy a delicious salad at something like Mendocino Farms than it is to get a dollar burger at a drive-thru.
Maybe.
I mean, that's the issue.
We're an
immediate gratification culture. Gotcha.
So, you know, I will agree to disagree on the paper burgers that you eat, but, you know, hey, maybe times are changing. Whatever. I just know when the end of the world comes and we all are forced to fend for ourselves, it's going to be a lot easier for me to go out and shoot a deer in the chest and cut it up and eat it and survive. Then perhaps it might be for you to make Satan sticks out in the woods.
Yeah, to grow my own wheat, extract the gluten, and then make a burger.
It seems like a long process. Like, 6 months later, fuck it. Maybe get some of that kombucha, get some fermentation going. So what do? Nobody fucking knows. Nobody fucking cares.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out. No thanks.
Enjoy
don't
your
mind me. Okay. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this
Bears. That's where I'm leaving it.
Bears.